28 minutes past 7, 28 past 4 in Jakarta, where we are over the next few days. Live broadcasts on RN Drive from this enormous, thriving, heaving city. We're taking a closer look at Jakartans' collective obsessions with a range of things, including traffic. And tonight, we take a look at what happens when traffic spills onto the footpath, what that means for pedestrians and the environment. In a city where footpaths, if they exist, are often broken, uneven, crowded with vendors and street stalls, parked cars and moving motorbikes, a simple walk down the road can become a really dangerous challenge. So RN Drive's executive producer Beverly Wang went to meet some pedestrian activists who are trying to reclaim the footpaths and clear the air of Jakarta.
2 years ago, I was a motorbiker also. I park also my bikes in the sidewalk. But one day, when I took my daughter to a museum, she criticized me. She asked, "Daddy, why are you parking your motorcycle in sidewalk? It's for the pedestrian." And at that time, I was completely shocked because I know that my daughter learned that from the school, that the sidewalk, it should be for the pedestrian. But I taught her negatively. That's why after that, I promised I would never park in the sidewalk anymore.
These days, Anthony Lajar is a changed man. Not only did he stop parking his motorbike on the footpath, he stopped riding it and began commuting into the city by bicycle. It can be a 4-hour round trip. And the former battery factory worker joined the Koalisi Pejalan Kaki, or the Pedestrian Coalition, which lobbies for better sidewalks and clean air policies.
In 2012, there's about 9 people killed in one accident. And every day, 18 pedestrians killed in Indonesia. And Jakarta, I think it's about 4 or 5.
Nurul Kumari is another member of the Pedestrian Coalition, taking part in a small weekly demonstration at the side of a busy road.
Saya peduli dengan pedestrian Jakarta karena pedestrian Jakarta itu sangat
Because I saw that there are sidewalks in some areas, but basically the sidewalks in Jakarta are really, really uncomfortable to walk on. You've got people selling things on them with the food stalls, you've got people parking on them, and also the major thing is that they're quite dangerous, like there's open drains that you can fall down, so I really care about the issue.
The coalition sees the poor conditions of the footpaths as the first in a long line of dominoes. If the footpath isn't good for walking, people won't do it. And if they don't walk and public mass transit is poor, they'll drive, take cabs, ride motorbikes, or catch rides on metro minibuses and bajais, noisy tuk-tuk style vehicles that run on petrol or gas.
We would like to deliver the message to the people. This is timely to reduce our depending on motor vehicle. Why? Because the air pollution is very, very bad. The parameter of a particulate matter in the ambient air in Jakarta, 3 times rather than the standard from the WHO. It means that's very, very bad air quality in Jakarta.
Ahmad Sufradin is the Pedestrian Coalition's executive director. He says the public and the government both have roles in changing conditions.
If no sidewalk, no bike lane, and public transport is very, very bad condition, this is also part of the people's responsibility to encourage or to push our government to provide sidewalk, to provide bike lane, and also to make better our public transport like this. On the other hand, government must respect with that.
But he acknowledges that the changes the coalition would like to see could take years. For example, Jakarta didn't switch to unleaded petrol until 2001. And he says the popular car-free day, which bans motorized vehicles from central Jakarta for 5 hours each Sunday morning, also took about 5 years to become a reality. Even the vendors who crowd Jakarta's footpaths and are the targets of the coalition say they're open to change if it comes from the top.
Mungkin ya kita ya sebagai dagang pedagang informal, maksudnya enggak resmi gitu ya.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a problem with these protesters, but the thing is that this is a tradition. Like, this is the informal sector in Indonesia. This is what we've been doing for a really long time. It's part of the way we do things. But It would be different if the governor of the government came up with a plan or an enforcement of the plan, then we would understand.
Tradisinya begini, ya mungkin masyarakatnya begitu-begitu aja.
And well done to Beverly Wang, who filed that story, our executive producer here at RN Drive. It's an audio postcard. Tomorrow, audio postcard from Jakarta's car-free day. What an idea that is. I reckon there's some cities around Australia that might be pricking their ears up as they listen to that, even if their problems are quite different. It's 27 minutes to 8 in Jakarta right now. It's 27